Blog Talk Radio.
You. That's what we need, and we certainly can't get too much of that awesome, powerful gift known as love. You are in the flames of fire, the gospel experience. Before that, of course, we heard on our first segment, Kirk Franklin, "It Could Have Been Me." So don't you worry yourself about it. Fire, the gospel experience, is that broadcast that's bringing you the very best of people that are out there laboring in the field, that are out there, pastors, singers, authors, motivational speakers. And I have a young lady that is here with us on the Fire Gospel Experience, young lady coming out of Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. She is doing her thing and doing it in powerful ways. She has her own broadcast. She is a lady warrior. Yes, I guess you could call her a sanctified Wonder Woman. We are happy to have here with us on Fire Gospel Explosion none other than a dear friend of mine, Miss Lady Rochelle Dotson Matheny. Welcome to Yes, yes, yes. You got my audience all excited, and we were just happy to be able to get you in with your busy, busy schedule. How are you on this evening, dear? Are you doing okay today?
I am doing well. That was quite an introduction. Oh, my goodness.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Lady Rochelle and your warrior talk and your life experiences?
Oh, wow. Lady Rochelle. Lady Rochelle started her own radio broadcast as a result of going through a breast cancer battle back in 2013. Ended up finding my own lump in the shower. Was diagnosed, and I had to sit back and decide what was it I wanted to do, and I decided that I wanted to fight. And so I had to get my mind right. I had to be right mentally, physically, and spiritually before I could enter that battle, before I can win that war. So once
That's
I decided
right.
to fight, I ended up completing chemo. I did breast surgery. I did radiation. And through it all, God preserved me. He healed me. Mm. He preserved me. And he did it for a reason. He's using my life as a testimony so that I can let others know that there is hope, that cancer is not a death sentence, and that you
That's
can
right.
be a conqueror.
That's powerful. Powerful.
Yes. And so I took that fight, and I decided to take everything that I learned through that journey, through that battle, and use it for God's glory. And so therefore created Warriors Talk, which is a radio broadcast that allow other warriors to come in and share their journeys. So they're able
That's
to
right.
be empowered, educated, and I also connect them to different services that they may need going through their battle to just help them to thrive while surviving so that they can have a quality of life going through.
Tell us a little bit about that warrior faith. What does it take in terms of faith to become a warrior? Because there's people out there that are going through and they need to hear real testimony from somebody that has already achieved a warrior's faith. Talk about your faith.
A warrior's faith. I actually had to strip myself of myself because this was not something that I could do on my own. There was no equipment, my mental stability, none of that was intact enough for me to win this war. I had to strip myself and I had to allow God to come in and just saturate me with his power. And I had to take my relationship with him to a different level. You know, sometimes you think you know you have a relationship with God until you go through something and you find out just how far you are from him. So
okay.
I found out going through, you know, I would post stuff on Facebook like, God is awesome, he's a healer, but I didn't experience it intimately. So once I experienced it intimately, I was able to post my stuff and know that deep down inside that I had an encounter with God, that it was unexplainable how he showed himself to me. And I had to strip myself of what I was feeling, and I had to get in tune with God and allow him, let go and let God, as the song go, and allow him to do his work.
That's right. All right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You have a powerful, undisputable, indisputable testimony. You are a walking demonstration of the power of our God to be able to heal. Now, what words of inspiration do you have for somebody that's going through whatever it is they're going through, drug addiction, domestic abuse, an illness, a loss of a loved one? Can you share a powerful seed that can plant into somebody's spirit that will bless them and help them go through so that one day they'll be able to give their testimony and empower somebody just like you are today, Lady Rochelle.
Oh, wow. Yes. What I can say is when you're going through a storm and it seems as though it's consuming you, you need to press. When you feel like you're being swallowed up by a black hole and you can't see the light of day, you need to press. Even when you feel like everything around you is dying, you need to press. Use the pressure from the storm to propel you into God's plan, which is ultimately to bring glory to Him. So sometimes we get lost in the storm because it seems overwhelming. But I'm encouraging you to not get lost in the storm, but take that storm and use it for His purpose. Because a lot of times we go through and we're like, God, what's the lesson in this? And sometimes the lesson is to allow Him to take control. So my encounter that I had with God, it has to be bigger than your fears. Your encounter with God has to be bigger than your fears. And it actually fuels you and it gives you the power to press forward. So keep pressing no matter what.
Amen. Y'all see why I invited this young lady, awesome warrior woman of God, to come in and share just a word. She'll be back. I believe I may have her come in and sit with me throughout one of these fire gospel experience shows so that she can be my special guest host, and we on just keep this fire burning, keep this blaze burning. We're going to hear a little bit about one of my favorite independent artists, a little music from Miss Jeanette Everett Morgan, because everything that Lady Rochelle said and I've testified is to let you know that God will.
And
he will make a way.
Promise from our God. We are in the fire gospel experience. I'm here with my special guest, Lady Rochelle Dotson Matheny, here sharing with us her inspiration, her story, telling us about the phenomenal experiences that she has gone through. I understand that you do have an upcoming special event in regards to your author skills as well, Miss Lady Rochelle. Tell us about your upcoming event.
Oh, wow. So I'm very excited about the event coming up. I am a part of a book collaboration with the Unstoppable Coaching, Terrence T. Lefferidge, and it's about six authors on the book, and it's called You Are Unstoppable, Moving from Past to Purpose. So each author in the book is talking about how we were able to move from our past and walking into our purpose in hopes of giving someone some inspiration, some encouragement to, like I said before, to keep pressing forward so that you will know what your purpose is. But if you're always living in the past, you're not going to know. So on May 19th is our big book launch here in Chicago, so I'm really excited about that.
All right, Chicago, Michigan, Illinois, y'all have been served notice about this special event. And how can we continue to follow you on social media? And what is your personal contact information in case there's someone that may want to reach out to you for some ministry purpose, ma'am? How can we get in touch and stay in contact with you?
I am on all forms of social media. So you can catch me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. Everything is at Warriors Talk One. So Warriors with an S, Talk One. So you can catch me on all forms of social media under that name. If you need to email me questions or information, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can email me at warriorstalk1@gmail.com. More information about Warriors Talk and who I am, you can go to warriorstalk.org, which is the website, and it will give you detailed information about Warriors Talk and the other things that Warriors Talk have going on in the community as well.
And I know that you are certainly all over Facebook and Facebook Live because we're friends on Facebook.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook Live is I love that we have that outlet to where we can go live, and it's actually raw, so it's not like, you know, you prepped and you really, you know, you behind this mirror, this persona going on. But what you get is actually what you get, which is the raw and honest truth or whatever it is
that
we have putting out for that day.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Lady Rochelle Dotson Matheny right here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. We certainly will look forward to having you back with us. But if you can share some powerful words of inspiration that we can take into our tomorrow and into our week, we would certainly appreciate that.
I would say for those who may need some encouragement or just need an extra push because of what they're going through, I would say if you're not being tested, you're not being promoted. So if you're not going through a test, how are you going to get promoted to the next level, whether it be your job, in life, even in a relationship? You start at the dating phase first, and then you move on to the different steps, and the ultimate thing is to get married. So if you're not being tested, you're not being promoted to that next level. So when you're going through, just be careful how you go through. And the processing that you go through. A lot of us go through, we complain, we want to know why. Instead, use that time that you're going through, the storm that you're going through, and find yourself, find your purpose, and find out what it is that God wants you to do to bring glory to Him. Because that's the ultimate thing. That's why we're here, is to bring glory to Him in whatever that we're doing. So on a daily basis, you have to make a decision that you will stop living to die, but instead you're going to make every effort to die to live. So just know that in life you're going to have trials, tribulations, but the key is prayer and preparation in advance for what's to come.
All right, see there? That's Lady Rochelle on the food line, make me get my praise on up in here. Thank you so much for joining us, dude. We appreciate you. We're certainly going to have you back. Be blessed. Take care of your loved ones, because they're going to love you for all your days. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Thank you for joining us, dear.
I look forward to coming back. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That's Lady Rochelle. Thank you. Fire the Gospel Experience. I told y'all that's how we do it. We appreciate y'all so much. We have embraced you all today on Ephesians, the 6th chapter, talking about the whole armor of God. Still sending out prayers and condolences, of course, to legendary Pastor Billy Graham and family. He was laid to rest this weekend, as well as, again, my pastor, Derek Easter's father, William F. Easter, will be laid to rest soon. His funeral was this weekend as well. Much love, much peace to those families and any of the families that may be going through right now. If you're waiting on God, you know, we have been chosen, called, and anointed. We have our assignments, and yet we wait. Waiting for what exactly? A lightning bolt? A deep voice from a cloud? Come on, saints, pay attention to the burning in your heart. Your mind is always focused on what you know you feel. When you read your Bible, certain scriptures make you tingle all over. You ain't waiting on God. God is waiting on you. And don't you know that there is a word that Matthew 3:11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he, talking about our Lord Jesus, who is coming after me, said John the Baptist, is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So until next time, take care of yourself. Love you with the love of Jesus. Praying for you, pray for me. May God's spirit rule, rest, and abide with your heart. So until next time, keep that flame and that fire burning, and we will see Jesus by and by.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
Like fire, just like fire.